Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is 7:21, Total Information AM Sunday for September 1st. Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow. At this time every Sunday, we chat with Hancock and Kelly. Fellas, I'm going to start with a question for Hancock, because Drew and I have been sitting here looking through old highlights. I was just kind of floored by the concept that the last time the Cardinals won at Yankee Stadium was Game 5 of the 1964 World Series. Of course, throughout the years, they haven't had interleague play until recently. So, Hancock, you are a historian of the Cardinals. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I was 7 months old when the Cardinals won Game 5. So I don't have too many memories of it. But apparently it takes a pitcher named Gibson in order to win in the Bronx. Because Kyle Gibson won the game yesterday. And Bob Gibson, pitching 10 innings, got the win in Game 5. That put the series at, 3-2 Cardinals, I think it was, and the Cardinals went on to win the World Series in seven games in 1964.
Very well done, and Bob Gibson won Game 7 that year.
Yes, he did.
At Busch Stadium, the old Busch. Okay, so let's get to politics here. Kamala Harris had her interview with CNN with her running mate. Michael, what did you make of it?
I thought it was fine. It did no harm. It was a taped interview, and that's what folks are focused on. But I think what you saw in that interview is exactly the candidate you're going to get, which is somebody who's trying to turn the page, make this about hope and change, that we're moving on from the last decade of Donald Trump, and for that matter, Joe Biden. I thought she did an effective job. She'll continue to be out there as time goes on, and if she's able to continue to make this race about wanting to move forward and about hopeful things and allow Donald Trump to continue to make this race about himself, she's executing a flawless strategy that will put her in the White House.
Your thoughts, John?
Yeah, I didn't think it was anything great, and certainly not going to be the last time she's in that kind of a setting, at least I don't think so. And Michael is correct, though, that the one real risk that Kamala Harris has is doing something that shines a spotlight on her in a negative way and making the campaign suddenly about a referendum on her fitness for office. Right now, the campaign's about Donald Trump, and that's where the Harris campaign wants it to be. So she's got to avoid pratfalls. She didn't bomb the interview. It wasn't great, but she didn't bomb it. And I think if they can kind of continue on at that pace, they've got a shot here. But this is still a very close election.
Well, on Donald Trump, he made the statement this week that he will make IVF free if he is elected president. John, what were your thoughts on that stance?
Well, I see what he's trying to do. Republicans took a lot of flack for a vote in the Senate last year, or maybe it was this year, I don't know, that seemed to be anti-IVF. Really was a religious freedom vote, but regardless, and so Trump's trying to get out ahead of that. I don't like the policy, whether it's a government mandate that the government's going to pay for it, or Trump also left the option open that they would force insurance companies to pay for it. Here's the problem with insurance mandates. They drive up the cost of health care. And when you mandate coverage on insurance policies, guess what? Those policies increase. And it seems to me that you ought to have an ability to include IVF coverage in your health care policy, but that ought to be elective on the part of the consumer, not a mandate by the government.
Yeah, frankly, I didn't know that insurance costs could get any higher than they are, but I get your point. Michael, what do you think Trump is up to here? Because it's a tricky line knowing what his base thinks about these issues.
Well, there's no strategy here, Scott. Donald Trump is not sitting down and formulating some grand plan. This is a guy who watches television or hears his advisor tell him the latest poll, and he just goes out and spits it out. I think he realizes that abortion and the abortion ban that he's responsible for is costing him at the ballot box. And I think he's trying to find a way to get to someplace that's middle. Of course, his sycophants will go along with him on anything. I mean, he changes his position overnight. This one's a little bit interesting because this is contrary to the pro-life movement's positions for the last 40 years. And whether or not those pro-life people who for 40 years have said their arguments were well-intentioned and pure will stand by somebody who's bucking them is going to be interesting to observe.
Well, we have the debate coming up in 10 days. John, what do you expect each side to how they're going to approach this debate?
Well, I think Harris is going to continue to press the case that Donald Trump would be a disaster as president. She'll try and prosecute that case. Trump should focus on comparing the economy when he was president versus where it is now. And, you know, sure, you can point to metrics that say the economy's growing in the last 4 years, and it has. But inflation is still a real problem, and I think Trump needs to focus on the fact that Harris was in charge of the border policy, and it was a failure. Needs to talk about inflation and the cost of living, how that's affected people. And I think, you know, now, might this thing completely go off the rails? There's always that possibility.
Well, Michael, how about your thoughts on what you envision for this debate?
Well, what I envision for Kamala Harris is a candidate who's essentially got to go in and ride a bucking bull for 90 minutes. I think we'll see a lot of answers when Donald Trump tries to make it personal that were similar to what we saw on CNN, which just allows his own words to speak for themselves and just says this is a failed tactic that you have here, Donald. I think that's what we'll see from Kamala Harris. Donald Trump's right. John, if Donald Trump went in and talked about the two primary issues that are on his side, he would be able to walk out of this debate without hurting himself and potentially finding some type of a bump because these campaigns are going to fluctuate. But the reality is Donald Trump's going to come and play the only set of cards he has, which is to be juvenile, shock jockish, and hope that he can put Harris off of her game. I don't think he's going to be successful. I think the campaign's showing that they have a very disciplined campaign candidate.
Are we getting another dose of Hancock and Kelly tomorrow for Labor Day?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You got any preview for me?
Oh, it's going to be big.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
I better put that on my schedule. 8 yeah. o'clock.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Hancock and Kelly on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.